I was handcuffed to the bed in my underwear, where I remained, for she certainly seemed interested in me. Though she was attractive, she was also, in fact, a Nazi. The water that I had been swimming in was very cold. And when I dropped the towel, there had been significant shrinkage. My parents were looking at me. So there I was, with a marble rye hanging from the end of a fishing pole. In closing, these stories have not been embellished because they need no embellishment. They are simply, horrifyingly, the story of my life as a short, stocky, slow-witted, bald man. Thank you. Oh, also, my fiancé died from licking toxic envelopes that I picked out. Thanks again.
Oh, God. Thank God. Welcome to another Papa's Basement. Just Kira this time.
Yep, just me.
Oh, thank fucking Christ. Jesus, I love that Allison, but she is a force of nature and has no place in a studio. I'm sorry. Love her to death, but...
I'm really surprised by how traumatized you are. You're, like, really...
you don't get it. She just makes the dumb faces and the dumb voices, and she's putting her feet on the table like a goddamn monkey.
I put my feet on the table like a goddamn monkey.
No, yours were up like a human being resting their feet.
Oh, right. She was kind of curled in a fetal position.
Yes.
But it was like an amusing fetal position.
With her
I
toes,
thought it was delightful.
Her toes were up like she was clutching the side of the table, man.
She's a freak, but I like freaks. I think, you know.
They're great. Just not.
The world go around,
they need their own show.
She does need her own show.
They don't even be on my goddamn show.
I think everyone can agree. That
shit.
Allison needs her own show.
Yeah.
Possibly some sort of baking or, you know, ladies' home journal type show.
Great cook.
I'm sure.
I know you're joking around a little bit, given the toes on everything, and you want to see her toss pizza dough with her feet. No, she's a sick cook, man. She'll bring that.
I like to eat, you know.
Well, you're listening. Maybe the three of you left. You're listening to another Papa's Basement again. If
I'm
you want,
I'm sure there are at least four. Maybe five.
My mom is back from her hairdressing appointment. If you want to listen live every Saturday, we're at fcac.org/WEBR. Archives of the show as well as my writing at mpapasbasement.com. Tweet us at Papa's Basement, and on Facebook you can find us at Papa's Basement as well. And we pot down bed now.
Oh, that's nice.
Big fan of Pantera or what? Is it your cup of tea at all?
Oh my God, it's awesome. I love to come home, you know, drop a bubble bath, put some Pantera on.
Okay.
Just relax, unwind.
I've never heard of this comedic device known as sarcasm. Continue.
I'm sure you haven't. No, I actually, I couldn't pick Pantera out of a lineup.
Okay.
But, you know, it's whatever. It's good.
It's good. It's angry. It kind of fires up.
Yeah, no, it's punchy, you know.
It gets you in the right mood for this.
Let's say this. I would not go out of my way to listen to Pantera, but I can appreciate it in context.
Okay.
We'll say that.
Okay.
All right.
I'll accept that.
Okay.
We are good. And let me make sure we're not coming in hot. No, this is actually a good sounding recording.
Great.
That's what happens when it isn't four people talking at once or two different conversations.
You're
in the
staring
same...
right at me very accusatorily, and now I feel bad for saying anything on your show.
You were fine. It wasn't your fault.
It's all Allison's fault.
Fell under the spray.
The spray? She didn't spray anything. I was there. Just
fell
under
it's
the radio.
Spell.
Can't
not
lie
the spray.
To people.
The spell of a charismatic rebel who likes to ruin things.
Can I ask you something? Do you ever, because radio is not a visual medium, just make up stuff that's happening in the studio so that, you know, people can get a mental picture, like the spraying?
No.
You never take advantage
it's
of that.
Kind of schlocky. I'm schlocky, if you ask me.
All right, just curious.
No, you're not spraying. You're wearing a t-shirt that shows off the tits. That's about it. And
yep.
you mash them together on demand, which is fun.
Well, I do. Yeah. You
Kate,
got them.
Kate
got
showed
them
the bra
together.
Once, but you're.
Well, mine are. You know.
Taking that above and beyond.
Well, thank you. I try.
Appreciate that, Kira. Appreciate that greatly. All right, this half hour or so, I then got to bolt out of here and do production at the job that pays
so much.
So
you're just
much.
Dripping in glitter.
It's double digits an hour. Hell yeah!
All right, all right.
Get me a meal at the Sizzler later. Fuck yeah.
You're not going to spring for Red Lobster? Is that
made
too fancy?
Money. Did I win?
I think I have a coupon.
Did I win the numbers? There's shrimp in this man's feature tonight. No, I want to talk to you a little bit kind of about your background. You, much as it doesn't sound like it, we do a little show prep around here.
Mm-hmm.
You let go with a couple interesting tidbits. For instance, you've been friends with Katie for 6 years.
Yeah, we like to call her Kate rather than Katie.
She goes, is it Atomic Kate, Katie, what? And does she actually, she's not...
Here's the thing about Kate. I think she gives different groups of people different names to call her. So
that is
you
such
guys are going to call her Katie. Other people call her Rebecca. And like,
is she Penny Lane in some circles?
Probably, because, you know, someone will be like, oh, hey, Rebecca. And I'll be like, her name is Kate. And Kate will be like, no, no, it's okay. She knows me as Rebecca.
That's weird.
It is weird, isn't it? She's kind of a weird girl. That's why I like
her. Yeah, a little bit, a little bit.
Yeah.
So, hold on. Let's look at the outline. Oh, yeah, first and foremost, you are disputing this, but Kate did bill you as a former stripper.
You know, Kate...
That is why you're on the show.
Kate did not bill me as a former stripper.
No, she said...
She takes the class with me.
She kind of took it upon herself. She texted me. She's like, I'm going to be out. My friend Kira is filling in for me. She's a stripper. You'll have fun. And Will loves... Hold on. If you talk for about 15 seconds or
all right,
so,
I'm completely convinced that this is not the text that Kate sent, unless she was outright lying to me, which she doesn't do.
Hold on.
No, she told me, she said that I take the class with her, and I had to stop taking the class because I hurt my foot, which is true. I wouldn't deny it if I had been a stripper. I would be out loud and proud.
I don't think it's anything to get up in arms about. And
no,
I'm not
You know, I feel bad for the listeners who are like, awesome, I'm going to hear about stripping, and then I don't know that. I
feel bad for the host who built an entire show around you being a stripper whore
and
then had to scrap it.
Well, I haven't disputed being a whore, so.
I don't know. You don't come off as a turbo whore. Maybe you are.
Not turbo. It's more of a stealth.
Do I get to ask the head count?
You can. It might take me a little while to tally up the numbers.
Ballpark it.
I don't think it's more than 20. Might be edging up into more than 20, maybe.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Son of a bitch, I don't...
Yeah, you don't have the text. There's no proof.
You know what?
Would you like me to just, like, make shit up about being a stripper?
You can... No, I don't need that. We don't need... That's not the type of radio we're doing here. I'm just pissed. I thought she really came out and was like, she is a stripper. So I was like, great. I get to hear about her hoary tales and, like, doing it for money. And Will's obsessed with strippers. I mean, just loves them. Obsessed with fake tits, the whole nine.
You should have known, too, when I walked into the studio and clearly have real tits. I mean, they're not that big.
A lot of strippers have real tits. A lot of strippers have real tits.
See, I wouldn't know because I'm not a real stripper.
Have you ever gone?
I haven't. I really want to go. I think I'm going to go when I go to California.
Are you chewing Nicorette right
now? No, I'm not.
Okay. You just kind of got the dry mouth a little bit.
Maybe a little.
So it's like,
I'm new to this.
As the tongue peels away from the roof of your mouth.
I'll apologize right now.
Can you talk through your nose or do the ventriloquist thing where your mouth is shut but you talk?
I could just not talk at all.
And it sounds like the microphone is talking.
All right, I'm going to get a drink of water because now I'm really self-conscious.
Hold on. Here's my bottle. Oh, you have a bottle too? Mm-hmm. All right. Kira's leaning over. She's apparently got some. Oh, look at that. Big, big tub of water. What brand is that?
Tap.
Nice.
Delicious.
Does Tap come from?
Starbucks Ethos water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's great.
Filled from their water fountain after you killed it?
Yeah.
Their bathroom spigot.
Right.
Am I the only one who's weird about that? I know it's the same water, but I refuse to fill a water bottle from a bathroom spigot.
You are weird. Like any bathroom spigot?
House
like your
is fine.
Own
house is fine.
Okay, all right.
Public.
Yeah,
elder.
No, I wouldn't do that.
That's how you get the poop in there. That's how you die.
It's true. So yeah, not a stripper. Definitely not.
Okay.
But take the classes. Maybe someday.
You and Kate do the pole dance class. Is that it?
Yeah, we take pole dancing classes together.
Who takes that? It's my perception. It's just such a lame thing for girls who are being lazy. And it's like, we're going to pole dance and it's sexy and we're going to stay fit. And it's like, just get your ass on a treadmill if you want to do anything remotely productive for your fitness.
I can't lie. There is something really lame about it, particularly
there really
how
is.
how the studio owners...
Not to throw you under a bus. There's just something
No, it is. I can accept that. I can totally accept that. And what they do is they have this pole dancing class, and they try to take all the sleaze out of it. So, like...
So everything good.
Yeah, it's all like, we're just getting in touch with our feminine, you know, sexuality, blah, blah, blah. And it's not, you know, they try not to remind you the fact that this came about because people make money by, you know, getting naked for guys and giving them lap dances so that guys can, like, come in their pants, you know. They try to take that out of the equation.
I don't get that, by the way.
I've never
bust a nut from a strip, any kind of lap dance routine, anything. I just...
Well, if showgirls is anything to go by, some guys do. It's like a thing.
Some guy. Oh, I had friends that would wear loose pants so they could blow a wad.
Yeah, and that's one of the main reasons why I wouldn't be a stripper, because that kind of grosses me out.
As it should. I just I don't get paying a stranger.
I mean, I don't have
and they're
a problem
not even
with
that attractive.
Like, taking
you know what?
My clothes off in front of strangers.
Not
it's just
to
a,
really.
Yeah, no, it's fine. But you're not a stranger, so.
I don't get a.
I know you.
I can't even get a bra
We're
flash
friends now.
Dude, Squire in the other studio ain't even looking.
I think Kate would get a little jealous.
Screw Kate, you can pull one out.
You know, you don't just get to see them.
There's
like
on.
A whole mating dance
I've got
that
money.
Has to happen.
I've got money. What? I just got a speech on how you'll just pull them out for any old...
Yeah, at the strip club, they pay. You get paid for it.
I got
it.
Money. How much do you want?
It's not a strip club, though.
How much do you want to pull one out?
Just one?
Yeah, just one. So I want a half-price
just
discount.
Just bra or like the whole... enchilada.
I want quotes
are you
for
gonna,
both.
Are you going to make fun of it after
no.
I take it out? Or
no.
Are you going to be like...
I want quotes for both. I got a lot of cash. I did a lot of jobs, locksmith jobs. I got a lot of
I
cash.
I don't know.
Just
you're, so, you're so poor, though. I feel bad for you. No. You're like eating
okay.
Fig Newtons for lunch out of the vending machine.
No one was to know about that.
Well,
no one was to know about
now.
The lunch I had 10 minutes ago.
Well, now I feel like I owe you because I did humiliate
Thank
you,
you
on the air.
Fees, please.
You know, I have enough money, so it's okay.
It's a freebie then?
It'll be a freebie.
Do I get the whole thing or just the bra?
You can have the whole thing if you want.
Yeah. Is Squire looking over?
No. He's intent on... What is it that he does?
He does Night Train Memories.
Oh, that's a great show.
Yeah. Night Train Memories is pretty good. Squire, when I first got to this station, I would listen to his show to actually learn how to not suck on the air. But if you are intimidated, yeah, you can wheel over and... flash me. I don't know if you don't want Squire looking over and just
no,
seeing
he's
some.
No, he's not looking. But my other question is, you know, this is
what
a public access building. I mean, is this even?
No one's
kosher?
Hearing this. No one's hearing this episode. This goes out nowhere.
Great. Okay. So, just do you have a preference, left or right?
Oh, I can't cash in on both as a freebie.
Oh, okay.
Just had two favors.
Well, what are you expecting here? Are you expecting the whole shirt to come off, or just like a? You know, shirt up, bra down.
Well, would you stretch out the neck if you kind of like yank down a cup and then put one of the boobs through the neck? I don't
oh,
know.
Oh, yeah,
huh?
I would, but like, whatever. It's just clothes.
All right.
This has been stretched out anyway.
I guess walk around to my side of things. I don't... Squire didn't earn this.
It's true, okay.
This is what a radio show's about. Kate, fuck you. This is how someone earns. Hell yeah. Fucking A. That was good radio. I don't care if none of you saw that.
And thus began my descent into a bizarre nakedness.
Your descent
for no
into
reason.
Being a team player.
Well, you know, I don't know what to say. It felt weird.
It shouldn't.
I didn't feel like my boob was, you know, at its best angle or anything. It was kind of squished.
I like that. I like it when a girl's just pulling it out of the top of the cup, keeps it nice and perky. It's all going.
I don't, you know, I feel like you haven't seen them really at their best, I guess. I don't know, but that's okay. You got what you got.
Do I need to get some roses and a Playboy
no,
photographer?
No,
is that
fine.
What we're angling for here?
Oh, no, that's a little cheesy.
Thank you. No one beats it to Playboy anymore.
Yeah.
I do it once a year.
Softcore is
just to remember masturbation
why does
in 87.
Softcore even exist anymore? I don't get it.
Only because, like, a lot of celebs will only consent to softcore, I'd say.
Okay. But, I mean, do people regularly watch, you know, softcore?
Like, on Cinemax?
Yeah.
No.
No?
No, okay. That was just, like, what your friend's dad would do in his basement in, like, 93.
And now your friend's dad is, like, on the internet and...
All the time, yeah. I mean, I can't articulate just how much the computer revolutionized porn. I remember when I was a little kid, I used to have to...
Yeah, it's been articulated many times.
But people younger than me really don't appreciate that when I was like 12 or 13, I had to like cut out lingerie ads where you could actually see the nipple through it. Like Victoria's Secret was worth a goddamn to jack off to. Like when I was 11 and I had friends whose moms got the Victoria's Secret catalog, holy God, man, that was like in prison and you had a carton of smokes, man.
Yeah, you know,
you're Bill Gates with that shit.
I can't imagine going up to some like 18-year-old and being like, we used to look at magazines.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, what are
those? What's that? Yeah. You never come on a monitor? Yeah. No, it was horrible. Like, I seriously, we had to steal porn until I was about 16. And even then, I was so dumb at the internet. I would go to these sites and they'd be like, click if you're 18. I'd be like, oh, shucks.
I'm not 18.
Oh, shucks. They got me dead to rights.
Plus, you know, wasn't that with like dial up and you'd have
to wait? It was AOL, yeah.
You'd have to wait for the picture like pixel by pixel. And you'd be like, I think I see something.
There was no movie you were downloading. It was just the shittiest low-res stuff. And you would even then, print was so ingrained in your head, you would have to print off a copy of this to rub one out to later.
Yeah, and I don't think, based on my conversations with guys, that's really that effective. I mean, maybe it's a result of the fast internet, but guys are like, yeah, I have to look at like 100 or 200 pictures
while I'm jacking it. Because so many of my friends are movie loyal, and I can't. I'm too ADD. I have like a file of about 10,000 pictures of just amateur chicks naked. That's my thing.
See, and
nothing
the reason,
too weird?
No, it's not weird. And the reason that I found this out is because I took some naked pictures for a friend who I was kind of hooking up with.
Yeah.
And I took like 5, you know, and they were terrible. Like I would put the camera down and set the timer, you know, and then try to
cut my head off.
I had to do it like 20 times to get something that I didn't hate, you know.
Yeah.
And I sent them and I was like, there you go. Have fun jacking off to that. And he was like, oh, that's not nearly enough. And I was like, what?
He doesn't know how to keep them coming. You got to say, that was great. You know what else would be great?
It's a lot of work.
And
I mean,
you really do.
You need a photographer. It's really hard to do it yourself.
Well, the only easy thing a girl can really do is they pull out the boobs and take a camera phone picture of that.
I think that looks gross. I like a little more
composition. That's the best thing, like, ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Camera phone boob pics. Ladies, now you
know. Camera phone boob pics.
That's what Papa Giorgio likes.
Exactly. I don't even want to have to boot up my laptop to rub one out. I just want to grab the phone.
Who are not listening, since no one's listening, I like a picture of a guy holding a banana. No, I don't know.
The gagging towards, as we call it. A peeled banana coming toward
like
your
pictures.
Mouth.
We don't care about pictures. We don't jerk off to pictures.
It's like a tit-for-tat thing. Like, after a while, if they sent like 6 trillion pictures of their goods, it's like, can I see your schlong just to make sure you have one? This isn't some kind of, you know, you're some kind of gross
like
eunuch.
Proof.
Yeah. Just want to make sure that if anything ever happened, there'd be something to happen with.
Yeah, I don't really require the penis verification. I kind of assume that, you know.
That's because you're a trooper.
It's because I'm awesome.
What you didn't mention on air is I did pull out my penis as you flashed me just to be safe.
See, you told me that you wouldn't make stuff up on the air. That didn't happen because that didn't happen.
Why are you lying? Why are you trying to save face?
Why are you not pulling out your penis when I pulled out my boob? I know I said it was a freebie, but now.
Hold on. Some prices are too high.
All right, moving on. So,
well, I wanted to grill you about Kate, actually.
Okay.
Considering I know nothing about Kate, and she's on the show every Saturday, and a lot of people don't flick the fucking headphone. Thank you. Hands in her lap. So, sorry. Sorry, I was just picking it up on the mic. That's all.
It's all right. I know I'm a spaz.
Okay. You're getting there. You're already calming your hands down. You're much less spastic than you were last hour.
Great. So what do you want to know about Kate? And how is it that you really don't know anything about her, even though...
She was on Craigslist, or I posted on Craigslist.
Right.
I said, hey, we want a co-host. We work these hours. And if you can't make those, go to hell. And hopefully you can, and everything will be happy.
Right.
A lot of people replied to that, even though I was straight up like, you're not going to get paid shit doing this, and I'm not... on broadcast, it's really just a podcast going out, and we have, you know, a couple thousand listeners a month, which is fine, and you can send this out as a demo if you want. Why are you making a face?
Because I'm burping and I don't want it to get picked up on the mic.
You can do it on air.
No.
Okay. Trying to...
I'll pull my boob out, but I won't belch. I'm a lady.
Lady. So she replied, and tons of other people did, and I would then siphon them over to the site. I'd say, hey, this is the URL. Listen to one of the podcasts. Read some of my writing. Get a feel for what's out there. And I can't tell you how many girls would be like, yeah, I can roll with the punches. you know, I'm like one of the guys. And they would go there and just be like,
oh, I'm not one of the guys at all.
Yeah. In fact, I actually got one reply from a girl who was really excited. She was like, yeah, you know, as long as the humor isn't abusive, like, I can totally do
What's
this.
What's up with chicks and being afraid of abusive humor? Humor is abusive by its very nature. It's like laughing at people falling.
You don't get a laugh out of like, you know what, Kira, you're really nice. I bet you're a great cook.
I really enjoy your company, John.
Yeah.
You're a delightful person.
I wish we didn't have to be funny. I wish we could just like stare at each other for 45 minutes and just like breathlessly mouth poetry to each other. No, that doesn't work.
That sounds like hell, so let's not do that. So anyway, you got all these responses from people who were not up to the task.
Yeah, and I, like I said, I specifically remember one girl who was like, as long as things aren't abusive, I'm totally down. And
so
I sent her to the
page. Punched her in the face. And
then came on her while screaming, mommy, mommy. No, and she...
Sounds like my Friday night.
She actually took the time to email me back. She's like, after going to the site, I must respectfully decline...
That's awesome.
This opportunity.
Dear sir.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to notify you.
Have contacted
people. So what was it about Kate that, you know, you were like, she's the one? Just the fact that she wasn't like, oh, you're a horrible
person. She was one of about five people that replied. One of them was 20. I want to say the other three were 23, and Kate was like 30-something. And I tried contacting the others, and it was like one was on vacation. I was like, oh, I'm really interested in doing it next week. The 20-year-old, it was real cute. And we might still try to get her in the studio just for...
Just because she's cute, in case she'll pull her boob out. The really cute ones won't, though.
She's not a team.
I mean, I'm like middling cute at best, so I got to do what I can. I have a great personality and boobs.
Oh, man. So, yeah, Kate was like, fuck it. I can be in there this Friday. And I'm like, works for me. Mm-hmm. That is some magic word right there. And she's in. And I didn't have to cajole her. I didn't have to counsel her after it was done. It was.
Oh, yeah, no, because she's like, she gets it.
Yeah.
Although she was a little quiet on the first show.
She was.
Was that a problem or no?
No, as long as it flowed, I don't care. And it did. She piped up when she wanted to, and it wasn't, like, awkward.
Okay.
And she didn't derail anything, like someone else who might have been on the show an hour ago.
Okay.
And hopefully I'll have listeners left when you guys get to this episode.
Okay. So, I mean, what do you want to know about Miss Kate?
First of all, how long have you two been friends?
I want to say it's about 5 years. We met because I was singing backup in a all-white blues band in Old Town Alexandria.
You're a piece of human shit. Go on. Any white person engaging in black music. Just...
I know it was bad, and it was like these 40-year-old white guys, like, and people in Old Town like ate it up. They loved it.
Of course they did.
They loved it.
What is the color of the average person in Old Town?
Oh, yeah, they're white. You know, the token black people would get embarrassed and go to another bar.
Yeah.
But, you know,
if I were black and I heard that, I would be less offended if you did a step and fetch it routine in full blackface on the stage. Just saying.
I don't know. Like, whatever. It wasn't all blues music. It was, like, classic rock, pretty much Tom Petty and, you know.
Oh, okay.
So, anyways, this is
one... You weren't singing classics like I Understand the Pain of the Negro?
No. We don't understand the pain of the Negro. Okay. So, the band leader decided to get another backup singer, because just having one backup singer is kind of lame.
Yeah, so... that just makes you a singer.
Yeah, it's kind of lame. So, Kate
Can
showed
I hear
up.
You sing?
No. I am not a very good singer.
So I want to get your boundaries. You'll pull out your jugs, but no singing.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty much it.
My kind of girl. Continue.
So yeah, Kate showed up. Her audition was singing with us.
Mm-hmm.
And I immediately was like, yeah, she's in, even though it wasn't my band. I was just in it.
They're like, who the fuck are you again?
Exactly. It was like, I don't know. What do you think? I was like, oh, I told her she was hired.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, okay. So yeah, so we would sing back up in this band and like, fend off the insane drunks afterwards, because there no one's an alcoholic like an Old Town alcoholic. It's like insane.
Sounds like a rap song.
Yeah, because I'd see people dancing and having a really good time, and I'd be like, wow, that person's like really feeling the energy. And then afterwards they would come up to us and literally not be able to talk. Like, they would be making noises, but like,
I hate drunks with every I have so lost my tolerance because I just don't drink now. Like, I was literally tipsy last night because I sipped maybe 2 shots of scotch and
You're
then
a
had a
pussy.
Beer. Oh, I used to drink like a fish. Like, I used to be able to kill a fifth and still be coherent.
Yeah.
And now I'm just a huge, I'm such a big pussy. I have my own gravity. just sucks you in between my twat lips.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of hot. So
how's, how's that for theater of the mind?
I'm right there with you. I can see the imagery. Yeah, so we just became friends because of that. That's kind of the story. And then we started our own band called Cuddle Party.
Oh, God, you're the one in that one.
Yeah.
Tell everyone about Cuddle Party again.
Well, the way you say it, I'm not sure I want to. Yeah, no, we would
just
like
email. It's
a horrible
concept for perverts. I can tell everyone about Cuddle Party. Fuck
oh,
it,
no,
it's
like
my
the
show.
Actual Cuddle Party?
I'll do the heavy lifting here. Well, Cuddle Party is like you get on stage in your PJs, and what do you sing exactly?
We sing songs about supermodels and animals.
How are you not signed to a major label again?
You know, it wasn't like, it was like a time-wasting. It wasn't a project. We didn't take it seriously. Everything's not all serious.
You mean like this?
Yeah.
This is like my 8 mile rap.
Yeah.
This is going to get me out of there.
Right. So, yeah. And we would hang out and go out and do stuff. And we're the kind of friends where she calls me and is like, what are you going to wear? I'm like, I don't know. What are you going to wear? That kind of thing. So that's our friendship.
That's good you actually became friends.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying. Like, I brought people into this show. Like the way you brought Kate into a band.
Mm-hmm. And you didn't become friends with them?
No, not at all. Nah. They would keep asking me out to shit, and I'd be like, yeah, I'll get on that. And then I'd just stay at home and watch Netflix or whatever it is I do.
You have a sad, sad life.
No. You need to see the size of my Magic Online collection only to know how wrong you are.
I would say that Kate actually and I were sort of friends at first sight. So I don't think we became friends. We just saw each other and we're like, you're cool.
Was she like, hey, come here. Show me your tit.
No.
That's not how
friendships are built. I mean, I'm never going to talk to you again and deny that this ever happened. It's going to come up when I'm running for office. Did you pull your tit out for a radio producer?
Yeah.
No, I did not.
You took video of it.
Is there a webcam in here?
Yes.
Oh.
But it's angled away.
Okay.
They just saw you stand and possibly scratch at your chest. That's what it looked like.
Great.
Yes. Okay, so you met Kate, and you instantly clicked. And I want to say, how often do you hang out in this 6-5-year span, whatever the hell you have been doing together? How often do you hang out, and, like, what is the depth of the friendship? Is it, like, texting daily, emails? What do you do?
We email pretty regularly. We hang out at least every couple of weeks. Sometimes every week. She is never busy enough. She's a little insane. Like, she's always, like, auditioning for bands or going on some jerk's radio show.
Do they ever pan out in anything whatsoever? Does anything pan out when you have that mentality?
Yeah. I mean, she does a lot of stuff. She's got a couple bands. Her band Betty Noir is doing pretty well.
Okay.
Her other band Aubrio is doing pretty well.
What is the measure of a band doing well? Because I always got the impression that music was like even a shittier racket than radio.
Oh, yeah, no, you can't make any money at all. But they have
like radio, I can make shitty money, but I can make money. Like, music is just, you don't fucking make money.
I mean, they have regular gigs at like actual places like Austin Grill, as opposed to like some horrible hole in the wall, you know, where everybody has to start.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing all right. They have fans.
But it's not an actual, she would never leave.
It's not a job, no.
She would never leave the job.
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah, okay. So it's just always a side thing.
Yeah.
And she's cool with acknowledging that.
Yeah.
Okay, because I have friends who are about 29-ish, you know, maybe like 2-3 years younger, and they really want to act like they can do the 9-to-5
thing. Like
they're
going to make it.
But they're still going to make it. I'm like, do you really realize, like, if you put every fiber of your being into this shit, your odds of success are about 2%?
I think she's open.
0.2%.
She's open to the idea of making it, and she's also – she wants to actually make money for doing it. So
I'm open to both of those ideas as well. I'm also open to the idea of winning the lotto.
I know. But she'll, like – she joined a cover band.
And if Christie Brinkley in her prime walked in here, I'm open to a blowjob. Just putting that out in the universe. And that's
good to know.
That's how that works.
Great.
According to the wish, right?
Oh, right. Don't bring up the secret.
The secret. There we go.
That is the most bullshit thing ever. I would like a pony.
That's the book's secret.
Yeah.
You made my wish come true by buying this piece of shit, you idiot. Bye.
Exactly.
Okay.
So yeah, no, she is never busy enough. She is always doing new stuff, and sometimes she's like, I want to make money at music, and so she'll like join a cover band, like a crappy cover band, and then be like, oh, I hate these people, I hate them so much, I hate these songs.
Fucking co-hosts, God, don't right. they understand radio?
Right. Yeah, she's a nice girl.
You've never found anything weird about her?
No, I find lots of things weird about her.
I want some of the weird shit. I want stuff that, like, when you're dead and gone and we forget you existed in 2 weeks, I want things to wave in her face.
You know, I don't have anything that weird, like...
Weird breakups, weird sexual fetishes.
I don't know anything about her sexual fetishes.
Is it, like, nothing against Kate? She strikes me as oddly sexless.
You know, she kind of does.
Like, she's one of those people who talks about it a lot. She's like me. Like, they'll talk about it a lot, but when it comes to actual sex, it's like, fuck that, man. Fuck that. Nip Tuck's on demand now. I gotta watch that.
I know she has sex, and she likes sex. Okay. But I don't know, like, what flavor of sex she likes, you know?
She's not so much like me, then.
Oh, come on. Everyone likes sex.
No.
Yes.
Not really.
You just have not had the right sex.
In the butt. Gotcha. Message received loud and clear.
Yeah, no, I think I remember someone in the band that we started out in had a Halloween party, and she came with a friend who was, she was married at the time and wasn't her husband, and she had, like, she's wearing, like, a cat costume, and she had a collar
was
and
it slutty?
A chain.
Does oh, she yeah. understand it's supposed to be slutty?
No, she understands slutty costumes. So
there's
she had,
nothing
like a,
funnier to me than the scene in Mean Girls where Lindsay yeah. Lohan shows up in, like, full slutty. Fucking vampire zombie.
See, that's
what the
me.
Hell
I'm the Lindsay Lohan in every
really?
Halloween party. Yeah.
Why don't you show off the milkers?
I don't know. I mean, I show them off all the time. Why bother in Halloween?
Because it's the best. It's like the only...
So you don't like sex, but you do like boobs a lot.
I love nudity and stuff, but then I can just think about it later when I'm jerking it.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Like, to this day, what got me to quit... I remember very vividly what got me to quit working at WTOP is I had sacrificed two Halloweens that had landed either... I think the first was a Friday and the second was a Saturday. So it was people going... bat shit crazy with the celebrations. Mm-hmm. And I had to drive in through Georgetown for both of these. And every time I went to TOP, as it was, I just cursed my life because I'm in my shit little, it was a Ford Focus before I totaled it. And then mm-hmm. I upgraded to a Hyundai Elantra. And I would just look at these rich fucking kids and how pretty they all were. And I just hated them. I was so envious of them. And after the second year of just seeing countless... really hot, barely dressed women. I just said, fuck it, I can't do this anymore. Something's got to give. And so I chose never being exposed to what I was missing again.
Huh.
And now I just work in solo studios where I don't see anyone and have to deal with anything.
Oh, good. That sounds
and
like
I cry, and cry some more.
I don't quite understand the disconnect. I mean, you see these beautiful girls who are half naked and
effort.
You hate them.
It's like... you know what? You put the ingredients for 7-course meal in front of me and instructions on how to cook it, and it's going to take 7 hours. And then you also throw a Big Mac in front of me. And I'm like, I'm hungry.
Yeah, this is a really depressing conversation. I don't really want to talk about how you don't like sex because it's too
just
hard.
Efforty, yeah. It's like
because, you know, as a woman, I, you know, you grow up being told that men, like, love sex and want it all the time.
Yeah,
and that's
the average
all
guy
I
does.
Think about.
I like to whack it all the time.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, then you start having sex and you're like, oh, half of you are really lame and, like, don't want to
do
it.
Oh, if I actually do it, I'm, like, amazing. I just don't care. It's too much effort. Don't know how else to articulate it.
No, it's okay. I mean, I've experienced this as well with partners, so I understand. I just
yeah.
I think there's
I mean, if
more
I really,
part of the social lie that's out there, like that.
If I really, really like someone, and it's like a interpersonal
then
connection
you will
type,
put
thing,
your penis in her.
And well, then we do it all you. The time. Yeah, I'm good for a couple hours a night. Like, no bullshit. Couple mm-hmm. rounds, couple hours. It can do it all the damn time.
With or without cuddling, there has to be cuddling.
Yeah, there's that too.
All right. See, you're a fairly cuddly looking guy.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm a cuddler. I like to be held. But yeah, if it's kind of just you're blowing up my phone and you want to get laid, I'm going to nail you to the wall for about 2-3, and then I'm going to just...
Then you're out.
Yeah, I'll rarely spend the night in that situation. I hate it. I wake up, and I so pray that I wake up before him, and I just get the fuck out of Dodge.
Yeah. I've been there too.
I'm just saying, back in the day, it used to be a thing because, like, I started late, you know, in life, getting late. So I was like, all right, I got to up my count a little bit. That'll make me a man. And after a while, you just realize how easy it is to get laid. And it's like, why do I want to keep doing this?
It is pretty easy.
It's not difficult.
No, except for if you're, you know, if you're rich.
Yeah, you just...
I mean, you know, Rich, who we were talking about before.
Oh, Little Rich.
Little Rich, yeah.
No, we redid Rich's profile. You heard that episode, right?
Yeah, so I'm hoping that he's even now getting laid.
He is. He's tearing shit up on the back of our redone profile.
Yep.
It's kind of...
kind of disturbing to think about.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Don't want to think about Rich's bare ass pumping back and forth between some thighs. All right, so you brought up something...
I did.
In the pre-show, that fascinated me completely because I had an ex who engaged in this.
You are...
Scat play. roller derby.
Right.
Roller For those derby. Of you that don't know about roller derby, it's a bunch of girls, a lot of them butchy looking, to put it mildly, right? A lot of tough butchy girls.
Yeah, I mean, it's a sport where you try to hit girls while you're on roller skates, so...
A lot of lesbians in it? Or is it more just butchy looking straights?
You know, the league that I was on did not have that many lesbians when we started out, and mm-hmm. we kind of were like, man, we need to get some more lesbians.
We need some hardcore, some pipe-hitting dykes in here.
Because, I mean, the other side of that coin is that it's girls who wear, like, short skirts and fishnets, and, like, there's an air of camp and sluttiness about it.
Yeah, you know? That's definitely...
It's like scantily clad women plus violence. Everybody loves that.
I had an ex who was into it, and the problem was, like, 9 out of 10 weren't really that attractive. Like, she was probably the hottest broad out there, and then she'd try to rub it in my face that she was getting attention from guys and shit like that, because she's in her little fishnets, and she actually had a pretty rockin' bod.
Pretty rockin' bod.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, a lot of, I don't know, I love roller derby girls, so, and it's hard for girls to be like, yeah, that girl's ugly. We don't really do that.
Yeah, I think you guys are entirely too nice. Like, it's this whole, everyone's just going to agree to keep their mouth shut if some fucking behemoth throws tights on.
You're not looking.
Yeah.
No, there's a lot of fat chicks in roller derby.
A lot of gorgons, yeah. Not good.
I mean, I was a fat chick in roller derby, so, you know, whatever. I'm okay with it.
But
you want to know if your ex is actually gay.
A little bit, given her behavior.
Let me ask you, did she make you wear a long wig?
No, there's nothing campy and weird like that.
Did she ever ask you to try on her bra?
Yes, and I answered to the name Sally, and I tucked it between
Eyeliner.
My legs. What else do you want to hear? No, the case against my ex, she, let's see, well, she tried to be a Marine.
Okay.
I had a very, very good lesbian friend at work who was like hardcore lesbian, look, you know, like little boy looking lesbian, sweet girl. And she was like
a Justin Bieber looking lesbian.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, there's a whole website of like lesbians who look like Justin Bieber.
Yeah. It's pretty good. Check it out if you haven't been. It is fun. And this chick was like, that broad sets off my fucking gaydar.
She probably was, but I mean, I think most girls are kind of gay.
A little
like,
bit.
In a way that most guys are not kind of gay. Like, girls, you know, guys don't look at other guys and are like, that is an attractive man. Whereas girls are like, yeah, that's
see,
a pretty nice guy.
See, sadly, rack. I do that, and I just measure myself against other people all the time. Just like,
well, that's a very feminine thing to do.
He's got abs. He's taller than me. He's got a stronger chin than me. Yeah, I'm like a fucking lesbian.
Well, that's what chicks do. They're like, oh, yeah, she's got a nice ass. And half of it is like, I want to have an ass like that. And half of it is just, yeah, it's a nice ass.
No, I don't have that half. I just have the fuck you,
you
for having that.
You just have the straight half, yeah.
Fuck you for having that. Fuck you, nature.
So,
I hate you.
Had you ever talked to your ex about, like, hooking up with girls? Or did you ever play the, like, hey, do you want to have a threesome card? That's so cliche and
No. She, I mean, I wouldn't have invited anyone to that. It wasn't even the longest relationship.
You're fun hating, I know, in relationships and with sex. Like, you don't, you're like a big storm cloud, so I wouldn't be surprised if you did not want to see her with another girl. You don't like anything that's fun or awesome.
What do you mean by that? Like, I'd want to watch her with another girl and then hear her say, this is so much better than him, and then I'd cry as I masturbated.
Yeah. So you never asked her if she was attracted to women?
No, I mean, I would now, but I didn't want to be offensive about that.
I don't really think it's an offensive
A couple question. Years later, recently, I was dating another dykey-looking blonde. Mm-hmm. God, they are so aggressive about things. Goddamn dykey-looking blondes.
Isn't that a song by NXS?
Yes.
Techie Looking Blonde.
It is the one Michael Hutchins was listening to as he hung himself. Mm-hmm. And I asked her point blank, because everyone was just like, is that your lesbian friend you're chilling with? And I was just like, yeah, maybe
so
we should do something with another girl. Are you into girls?
Subtle.
Yeah. And she was like, no, and very vehement about her love of the schlong. But she... Did she
screw her eyes shut really, really tight during sex?
No.
Oh.
It was just...
Although,
again,
I mean, for the audience, I cannot imagine having sex with you and pretending it was with a girl.
Yeah.
I think that would happen.
I've got a beard
and
I'm
like
hairy.
Pretty clear, yeah.
No. She was very, very wiry. And she loved the...
So she just looked gay. She wasn't actually gay.
Yeah, but I mean, looked so gay. That's like if I came into the studio on roller skates and like really short shorts and just like glistening with oil and I was ripped and I was just like, show me your tits. You'd be like, what?
Like,
what do you want, fag boy?
In a lot of ways, it's nobody's business, even in a relationship.
No! Like, people's sexual preferences are their own and there's nothing wrong with that.
Right. Well, like, as long as you guys are happy and you're getting laid and she's getting laid and everyone's getting theirs,
well,
like, does it really matter if she's
secretly
kind of gay?
I liked her as like a friend, and she's the one that always pushed it in the romantic direction, and I kept trying to fool around, but I couldn't pull the trigger on it because
it wasn't working.
If my dick actually goes in this is gonna be a messy breakup, and I don't really like this girl.
So it really didn't matter, like, at all, even a
little
bit.
Yeah, I mean, like, very sweet. I was just like, I don't think this is gonna click romantically, and it didn't. And
yeah.
She listens to this, I just realized. And I'm still going to upload this because we just did like 45 minutes of work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've dated guys who I was pretty sure were gay. And
I think that's much more common for women.
Yeah, I don't know. And it was to the point where I was like, so, yeah, are you...
Do you want me to turn around? Answer to a different name.
Right. And I could never get a straight answer. No pun intended.
Well, I'd love to continue this, but we're actually free and clear. It's like 5:17. I gotta get to my other studio about 5:30.
I'm so glad it's over.
Fuck you. Kira, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
Again, you've been listening to Papa's Basement. If you want to listen to any more of this, I don't know.
Feel bad for you.
Yeah. Look us up on iTunes, actually. You can just Google Papa's Basement iTunes. Website is inpapasbasement.com. Tweet us at Papa's Basement. Listen live on Saturdays at 3 p.m. Eastern at fcac.org/WEBR. And we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.